In the dark, it moved. It had slept for so long, the comfort of oblivion too sweet a seduction to resist. It was so much easier to dream than to be. Dreams were such powerful things. And yet now, after such a long while, the consciousness stirred, the slumber threatening to fall away. Sacrifice is sweet, as the Old Testament states in gory detail, but no sacrifice as sweet as that given freely, without demand or request. It dreamed of simpler times, of light and beauty, consumed by self-loathing, buried away in the dark to forget and be forgotten. This horrid dream of what was and what could have been caused it to cry out in its sleep, a cry that tore wide a hole its dreams had first whittled so long ago. It calmed, and sleep claimed it fully again. But holes were funny things. Stab a hole in a water hose, for instance, and the pressure of the water over time would stretch the hole, carve it ever wider, until more and more water flowed through its protective barrier and spilled on the ground around it. Such a flood always started with a single drip. Drip. Drip.